tell you straight, mister. I have seen marvels in this court. I have seen people choked before my eyes by spirits. I have seen them stuck by pins and slashed by daggers. I have until this moment not the slightest reason to suspect that the children may be deceiving me. Do you understand my meaning?
Excellency, does it not strike upon you that so many of these women have lived so long with such upright reputation?
Do you read the gospel, Mr. Potter?
I read the gospel.
I think not, for you should surely know that Cain were an upright man, and yet he did kill Abel.
Aye, God tells us that. But who tells us Rebecca Nares murdered 7 babies by sending out her spirit on them? It is the children only, and this one, Mary Warren, will swear she lied to
you.
Judge Hathorn.
Aye, Excellency. Elizabeth Proctor.
Mr. Proctor, this morning your wife sent me a claim in which she states that she is pregnant.
My wife pregnant?
There be no sign of it. We have examined her body.
Well, if she says she is pregnant, then she must be. That woman will never lie, Mr. Danforth.
She will not.
Never, sir, never.
We have thought it too convenient to be credited. However, if I should tell you now that I will let her be kept another month, and if she begin to show her natural signs, you shall have her living yet another year until she is delivered. What say you to that?
John?
Come, man. You say your only purpose is to save your wife. Good, then she is saved at least a year, and a year is long. What say you, sir? It is done now. Will you drop this charge?
I think I cannot.
Then your purpose is somewhat larger.
He's come to overthrow this court, Your Honor.
Giles, Corey, and Francis Nares are my friends. Their wives are also accused.
I judge you not, sir. I am ready to hear your evidence. Now, what depositions do you have for us, Mr. Proctor? And I beg you be clear, open as the sky, and honest.
Well, I am no lawyer, sir, so I'll...
The pure in heart need no lawyers. Proceed as you will.
Will you read this first, sir? It's a sort of testament. The people signing it declare their good opinion of Rebecca and my wife and Martha Corey. They are all landholding farmers, members of the church. And if you'll notice, sir, they've known the women many years and never saw no sign they had dealings with the devil.
How many names are here?
91, Your Excellency.
These people should be summoned.
Oh.
For questioning.
Mr. Danforth, I gave them all my word. No harm would come to them for signing this.
This is a clear attack upon the court.
Is every defense an attack upon the court?
All innocent. And no one... Christian people are happy for the courts in Salem. These people are gloomy for it. And I think you will want to know from each and every one of them what discontents them
it
with you.
It is not necessarily
these are
an attack,
covenanted
I think.
Christians,
yet then
sir.
I am sure, Mr. Nurse, they may have nothing to fear. Mr. Cheever.
Yes,
have warrants drawn for all these.
No.
Arrest for examination.
You brought trouble on these
no,
people.
No, old man, you have not hurt these people if they are of good conscience. But you must understand, sir, that a person is either with this court or he must be counted against it. There be no road between. This is a sharp time now, a precise time. We live no longer in the dusky afternoon when evil mixed itself with good and befuddled the world. Now, by God's grace, the shining sun is up, and them that fear not light will surely praise it. I hope you will be none of those. Now,